This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through November 7th, 2019. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. Daylight saving time ends on Sunday, November 3rd. At 2 o'clock a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, clocks are set back to 1 o'clock a.m. and Standard Time begins. Afterwards, we'll have the impression that dawn and dusk start too early, but at least with this time change, we get to sleep in. Daylight saving time is scheduled to resume on March 8th. The moon and the bright planets Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn are available for viewing shortly after sunset. Venus, the brightest planet, is very low in the southwest sky. If the air is clear, Venus should be easy to see by 10 minutes after sunset. A few minutes later, as the sky darkens, the second brightest planet, Jupiter, can be seen higher in the sky and to the upper left of Venus. The next brightest planet, Saturn, is in line with Venus and Jupiter and is high in the southern sky, to the upper left of Jupiter on the eastern edge of the teapot-shaped constellation Sagittarius the Archer. The crescent moon moves between Venus and Jupiter on October 31st and November 1st, and it is to the left of Saturn starting on November 2nd. The moon's phase is first quarter on the 4th, and on the following nights it is gibbous until it reaches full on the 12th. Moonset is at 9:09 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time on October 31st and at 2:36 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on November 7th. The first week of November is the peak of the annual Northern Torrid Meteor Shower, known for producing slow-moving fireballs. The Northern Torrid Shower is usually weak, normally producing about 10 meteors per hour in the early morning when viewed from dark skies. Despite the low numbers, the occasional torrid fireball stands out and may be seen at nearly any time between dusk and dawn, even from within urban surroundings. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next free public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, November 2nd, between 2 o'clock p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Follow the Sky Report, All Space Considered, and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.